So today I need to shout out my adoptive state. Y'all know I'm from North Carolina by way of Virginia. But today I have to shout out my home baby. It's Oregon. And I'm so excited and I'm happy because the Oregon State Supreme Court, which is an institution I normally don't talk about, did something that I absolutely love. Shout out to Oregon. They upheld something that the citizenry here voted for, which shouldn't be too shocking, or I shouldn't be too excited about, because after all, we voted for this. However, because of the state of the political climate, knowing that there are courts that will not listen to the will of the people, even when they have voted on something. But Oregon's court did. And what it was I can't remember the measure number, but the election cycle for 2020, one of the measures that we voted on as a state was if any of our state congressmen missed 10 votes during a session, they would automatically be disqualified from running for office after that. I'm not sure if it's one or two terms, but once their term ended, they would not be able to run for re-election. And we voted for that. And Oregon, the state of Oregon, overwhelmingly passed this into law. Because there are a lot of people who missed 10 votes in the last legislative cycle, they petitioned the Supreme Court to overturn it, so that they could reapply for re-election and all of that type of stuff. Oregon Supreme Court just said, nope, our citizens voted for this. You was fine with it when it was on the ballot. Now you're going to have to live by it. So I just needed to shout out the Oregon Supreme Court today because, baby, none of them get to run for re-election. There's 10 of them. All 10 of them are going to be out of office when this cycle is over, and to them I say goodbye and good riddance. Now, people think that I'm excited and I'm happy about it because all 10 of the people who are being pretty much expelled or not able to run for re-election are GOP. All of them are Republicans. But I didn't just vote for this law for just Republicans. Anybody who misses 5 days of work, unexcused, let alone 10, they need to be fired. I don't care what the job is. There's a reason why you have a boss. Your boss is there to communicate with you. You let your boss know what it is you need and the situations you're going through. And a lot of times, bosses are good enough to try to work with you, to help you out. They know you have kids and after school and PTA and ballet recitals and all of that type of stuff. So they're going to try to help you out. They know you have sick days, that type of thing. But if you miss and you don't tell nobody you're going to miss and you just don't show up because you don't feel like it or you protesting, then you're fired. And so these people are fired. So I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat or what. Just get the fuck up, outie. My name is Effington Major, and this is The Great Divide.